Let the band play.
Baby, lately I've been going crazy lately. Yeah, I've been getting paper. Made a hole in without a motherfucking major label. Yeah, that like clock, you major. I just set a new set of poles on a new
Alrighty, welcome back to the Future of NFT Podcast, the most efficient and realest podcast in the NFT world. I'm your host, Jared. Today, we're going to be talking about the future of online shopping. What is the future of just commerce look like, right? Everybody is online shopping nowadays. Like, everyone buys shit online. That's not even a, I don't know where you're living at. You're under a rock if you're not buying shit online. Not everything is bought online, right? But a lot of products, you're just looking at online. You got to return some shit if it doesn't fit, if it's just not the right color, not the right size, just not what you were expecting. So this is where spatial commerce comes into play. Spatial commerce is 100% the next wave. We basically, in the future, will not have refunds. Refunds will be a thing of the past. So I actually posted this on Twitter, commented under the president of Shopify. He posted a spatial commerce, like it was like a VR tent type simulation thing. And it's just the facts of it, right? The reality is, every single product in the future will be, it'll be a 3D looking thing. Okay, that was probably the worst way to describe it. Let me wind it back a little bit. So basically, you're going to be wearing your goggles, right? We'll just call them goggles, right? But it's the same. It's just, it's AR, VR combined, right? So it's, again, your real life backgrounds and just your surroundings, but there's a virtual or like a digital product in the front. So let me just give an example. I'm probably fucking this up. So so here we go. So me, Jared, right? I want to go find a water bottle online, right? I'm looking for a water bottle. Boom, I find one I like. This is what the future is, right? This is not what it's currently is, but this is what will be happening. It's already, Shopify is already doing it. And you can imagine a whole bunch of different players will be doing it. Amazon, like, it'll just be the norm. So I, Jared, I need a water bottle. So I go online, I'm scrolling through water bottles, boom, I find one I like. So with my glasses, right, I can grab that product and bring it to my real life surrounding, right? So if I'm sitting at my desk at home, I can scroll through, again, I find the water bottle I like, I can grab that specific product and place it at my desk at home. And I can see the exact color. I can twist the product around. This is all virtually, right? This is, again, blending in with like your already existing surroundings, right? And this will be the future. You'll be able to do this with every single product you purchase. Every single product, you'll be able to see it before you actually purchase it. You'll be able to play with it. You'll be able to twist it around, see the colors, see what it looks like life size, right? So I can grab this bottle and I can see exactly how tall this water bottle will be, exactly how wide it is, the colors, every single thing about this product. I'll be able to just pull it out and throw it on my desk and see, do I like this? I'll twist the water bottle around. I'll look at the textures on the water bottle, right? So that is 100% the future of where every product is going. Every single product online, there will be a point where refunds will not be a thing. Obviously, if the item is defective or just not working or just whatever, and of course, there's going to be some exceptions, but for the most part, I think refunds will be a thing of the past, right? So you're going to look at all your products. You're going to be able to see it life size. Again, all the colors, all the details, everything about the product. So companies will be like, yeah, no, like if you were able to view this product and however they call it, right? It's like spatial commerce. There's going to be other terms for it. But if you viewed this product, and you can imagine where every single listing, it'll have like maybe like a gold star, or just making this up. And maybe the gold star means, yep, you can pull this product out and view it virtually and see how it would look on your table, on your couch. Like, yes, you can pull a couch out that you have not bought, right? Think about this. You're looking for furniture online, right? You can pull that couch out and place that couch inside your living room and see exactly how it'll look, right? You got to be wearing your glasses, right? But you'll know exactly how this couch will look. How big is it in your living room? Like, just where are you going to put it? Like, just all that shit. And think about that with every single product. So again, you're going to have to take the IUMs of the product, IUMs of the product, right? The item unit of measure. And you're going to, again, every product, basically when you're uploading it into Shopify, you as the person selling the product, right? If me, Jared, if I'm selling boots, right? Just making this shit up as we go. If I'm selling boots, I'm going to take the, or maybe it's a scan, right? Maybe it's both. It's a scan and it's a measuring every single just length, height, width of the entire product, right? Just getting all the dimensions right for the product. And that's uploaded into Shopify. So then when a customer comes across your product, they get to pull it out. They get to see what it looks like in, right? I guess, VR, right? And they just get to mess with your product, right? So that is definitely the next level of this shit, 100%. And it's going to be one of those things where it's like, wait, you didn't like see the product, what it looked like before you purchased it? It's going to be like, yeah, you could just look at it right here and you could just see what it looks like. Again, even if it's fucking like just whatever, like kitchen utensils, right? Or if it's frames, maybe like a... Yeah, like a frame. Think about that. If you're hanging up a picture frame, right? And you're able to see how that picture frame would look like on your wall. The exact dimensions, everything. That shit's pretty sick. Hopefully when I'm explaining it, it's coming through. But again, there's visuals about this. Shopify posted them, so you can go check that out. This shit is sick. Like, the example that they used is a tent. So if you want to use like a tent, you can actually go inside the tent that you're about to purchase and see what it looks like and just check out the tent and see if that's the type of tent you want. Is it tall enough? Is it wide enough? Like, whatever. Right. And this is for every single fucking product. Right. Obviously, some products people are going to say, like, I'm not talking about the exception to the rule, basically. So I don't want to hear, what about a plane? Can you, like, bro, you're obviously not buying a fucking plane online, like, unless you're Elon Musk and you're just wiring, like, bro, you're like, you know what I'm saying? Let's just be real. Like, obviously, you're not going to pull out a plane out of the fucking this shit. And no, but I mean, you never know, right? With all this shit, it's like, you never fucking know, right? Because people are just making shit happen. And of course, this is just the very beginning, right? So to me, it looked like pretty sick, actually. I was like, wow, that's pretty realistic. Like the example they used, I think the guy pulled out like a stove or like an oven or something like that. And he was just looking at I think it was like a little grill or some shit like that. And he was just looking at the grill and just, it was a vivid, it was just like you were just looking at the product itself. But again, it's not the actual product. You can't physically touch the product, right? But digitally, you can see exactly what this product looks like. And it's just insane shit, right? And so you can see how that is the next level of buying shit online, right? And if you want to take it a step further, this is one step closer to, I guess, metaverse, right? But again, it doesn't mean this is going to be the fucking, what do you call it? Like the, where everyone comes along. What's it called? Oh, mass adoption. It's not going to be the mass adoption moment of the metaverse. Hey, you never know. You never know, of course. Random shit happens nowadays. Like, shit is just crazy. Like, real quick, just side topic. Like, is it me or does it feel like just, the world is just like I hear any idea and it sounds like, yeah, that sounds about right. Like, basically it's like just so much crazy ass shit is going on right now that nothing is crazy. Like, nothing is crazy. If they told me, hey, fucking, like, just if I just heard some crazy shit, it's not crazy. It's just like, yeah, I could see that, right? Like, that's how fucking crazy I'd feel like just everything is going on in the world. But anyway, back to fucking spatial commerce. It's definitely the future. Like, that's definitely going to be it. It'll be, and then we'll look at old, like, it's going to be just the same shit. It's just the same shit. And again, in the future, we're going to be like, wait, what? You weren't able to see the product before you bought it? And you weren't able to see what it looked like and how big it was and all these different just details about the product before you purchased it. So how we go in right now and we scroll through Amazon, we look at a listing and we look at different photos or whatever, that's cool, but that's pretty like just, it's pretty boring, bland, like it's pretty just, yeah, like it's obviously not spatial commerce. It's obviously, you're not going to get that 3D fucking, that real life, like what does it actually look like and all that different shit. It's definitely just the next level. So all that shit is just, it's interesting. It's like, it's too obvious, but this is just the innovation and as far as, yeah, buying shit online, like, you're going to be able to just see everything. Like, it's just super transparent. It's super transparent. And, yeah, refunds, we'll be laughing at refunds. Like, refunds, again, will be a thing of the past. Refunds will be like, no, bro, you didn't check it. You didn't check the product, see what it looked like, and blah, 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 or whatever. So, and it might even come to the thing where it's like products that have this, maybe it's a gold star. Again, like I mentioned, I just made that up. Maybe it's a, I don't know, a virtual fucking, I'm just making this shit up, right? But products that have this type of, are in this category that you're able to see it in like a 3D dimensional fucking way, you cannot return. Like these items are non-refundable, right? So anyway, that's just some cool shit on the horizon, I guess. And it's pertinent to NFTs? Maybe not. Maybe it is, right? Again, these are always these subconscious little tiny things that people kind of just overlook as just, oh yeah, cool, that's cool. That's cool. But again, we're already ingrained into the digital, and this is just more digital, right? I mean, so this thing is, yeah, it's pretty obvious to me. But I just, again, these things are cool. These are the little tiny droplets, right? These are little tiny droplets that happen that, again, propel us into the next fucking round of advancements for this, right? So when I see stuff like this, this is the type of stuff I like to talk about. This is the type of stuff I think is, like, interesting. And this stuff makes me completely bullish on NFTs, just digital, right? Digital fucking, the digital world, basically. So I like to bring it up. And I will continue to do that as fucking some shit pops off, basically. If something happens tomorrow, I'm going to have to make an episode, and we'll record an episode tomorrow about it and whatever, right? So that's just how it goes. You can bet your ass every Monday you're going to have an episode. But, again, some crazy shit happens, some new advancements, I'm going to drop some shit. So that is basically the end of today's episode. Again, just a short one. But I really want to know what you think about this. Like, is it the future of shopping online? I really think it is. I just think it's super cool. I think once we actually play with it, and it's actually just like normalized, and it's just like a normal thing, it's just going to be obvious that, like, yeah, this is the best way to shop online, right? Like, to even think about, like, a t-shirt, you get to see how big that t-shirt would be from their sizing chart, right? You can look at a sizing chart and think, okay, 34 inch fucking chest or whatever the fuck, right? Like the measurements for your t-shirt. Or just pull the fucking t-shirt out, put it on the wall, and just see if it's... Does that make sense? That you could just actually see through your glasses what the t-shirt will not only look like, but the sizing of the t-shirt, right? To see if that'll fit you or whatever. Unfortunately, you can't grab the t-shirt and throw it on, right? And see how it fits and feels and everything. But you never know in the future. that's going to be like some next level shit. But anyway, that is the end of today's episode. Again, if you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with a family or friend, or just a stubborn person that doesn't like this shit, or just maybe someone that does love this shit and that's like, dude, I actually like this type of stuff. So please share the episode, only if it was good, of course. But that is the end of today's episode. If you want to reach me on Instagram, it's going to be Future of NFT. On Twitter, it's going to be THEEJARROD. And if you want to leave a voice message, the link is in the show notes below. Alternatively, my email is down there. Email is going to be the best way to reach me. Again, I like to hear about all this shit. Like, what are you thinking? Like, what are you thinking about this? NFTs, metaverse, like, what? All this shit. If you just have thoughts about just what's going on in the world generally, I love that shit as well. All that shit. You know I love that shit. Come on. so I want to hear from you, and I just want to hear your thoughts on it. Again, you learn from me. I learn from you. That's how it goes. But that is the end of today's episode. From all around the world, I will see you on the next one. Peace. Yeah, I'm a 90s baby. Lately, I've been going crazy. I've been going crazy lately. I've been going crazy, crazy. Yeah, I've been going crazy, crazy. Yeah. I've been getting paper. Made a hole in without a motherfucking major label. Yeah, they like clock, you major. I just set a new set of poles on a new Mercedes.